Welcome to the Sales Experience Podcast, the show for salespeople and sales leaders, where we help you create the ideal sales experience to generate raving fan customers. Grab your notepad and get ready for actionable steps you can use to change sales from a dirty word to an act of service for your prospects. Now for your host, Jason Cutter.
Welcome to episode 21 of the Sales Experience Podcast. My name is Jason Cutter, with you as always on this journey to change the landscape of how sales is done. This is the start of the fifth week of the podcast. I'm so excited. Hopefully you've been getting a lot of value from the topics I've been covering. I know that we started a little slow on the show with the first week setting expectations, then jumped into mindset stuff as I covered in the episodes in week two. And I'll tell you, literally, that was so hard to fit into short, high-level impactful episodes. And then the same thing happened in weeks three and four, if you haven't listened to them, where I covered the fundamentals. Like, literally, those are hour and hour long courses, sometimes full day training sessions that I do for companies and groups. But my commitment to you and my promise was to keep the episodes short and impactful so you can listen to them, digest, use it right away. And so I stretched that out into 2 weeks. Now we're here at week five, which, as you already saw in the title and the description, this is referrals week. And it might seem like a really odd topic to hit this early on, right? So there's a ton of other sales-related things we could cover. We still haven't even touched the surface on selling skills, customized sales strategies by behavior type, scripting, marketing, technology, and so on. Like, there's so many different things. But why would I want to spend this week talking about referrals when we haven't even covered the basics above the fundamentals on how to close more deals? And to a lot of you, it might seem like I'm putting the cart before the horse, because you can't get referrals without closing deals. So we should cover how to close deals first, right? Yes and no. And yes, you need to close deals to help people so that they can send you referrals, which actually isn't true, but I'm gonna cover that in a different episode later on in this week on how to get referrals from people that you don't actually close or sell to. And I'm not talking about going around and asking all your friends and family. Like, that's not the proper way as a long-term sales professional. Might be what you need to do in the beginning, but not long-term. The reason I want to cover referrals this week is that receiving referrals is the ultimate indicator. Receiving referrals should always be your focus. In fact, your goal as a sales professional should be to have referrals as your only source of deals you close. Not cold calling, door knocking, new inbound leads, not random website form fills, not people walking onto your lot or into your store. I'm talking about 100% referral-based business. That's the ultimate goal. That's the long-term vision. That's where you want to be, if possible. And if you're a manager or owner, then of course you want nothing more than your entire sales team to be closing all referral source deals. You already know that those make total business sense, to be getting referrals for basically free. So why do I call the referral the ultimate indicator? Because a referral is the outward sign that things went well with what your company promised that customer or client. When the prospect sees your marketing or branding, calls in, or walks into your store, there is an expectation in their mind based on what they saw, read, or heard. I covered this in week one when we talk about expectations. There is a promise already being made literally before they even get to you. Then they get to you, the salesperson, you, hopefully, as a continuation of that expectation and promise of what your product and service will do for them, then you help them buy. They pay your company, and the fulfillment stage begins. Maybe they receive your product in hand or in the mail. Maybe they drive off the lot with that car, or they get access to the service you provide, or you start working on their debt or getting them set up with insurance or working on their tax filing, whatever that might be. This is where the rubber meets the road, as they say. Like, if your marketing and sales and fulfillment are in alignment, then the customer will be satisfied. Their fears of what could happen and what they are worried about that would happen to them as a result of having to deal with you, a salesperson, did not occur. Everything happened like it was supposed to. Instead, they got what they wanted and what was promised. The tricky part is that satisfied clients aren't actually enough, which I'm going to cover in another episode. For now, let's just stay on the topic of referrals being the ultimate indicator. When everything goes right, the customer is satisfied, or ideally a raving fan, as Ken Blanchard describes in his book called Raving Fans, that referrals are generated by people who are beyond satisfied, more than satisfied. Satisfied is not enough. A referral is the single best indicator that your company did what it said it would do for that person. It indicates that you, the sales rep, were also honest, professional, and set the right expectations. It indicates that the customer trusts your company as a result of working with you. At the company ownership and management level, a salesperson on the team who is generating referrals means that they are performing above the customer's expectations. If you're a sales rep listening to that, keep that in mind from your management's perspective above, right? At this point, they can almost throw away all of the other KPIs, the key performance indicators, on how they manage, right? So the number of calls that they manage, the reps taking, that you're taking, and the closing percentage, customer satisfaction scores, pipeline follow-up, talk time on the phone, all of that becomes unimportant when you as a salesperson are literally generating enough referrals and meeting the performance required and standards, quotas, whatever it is, just off of referral business. That means you're doing everything else well, right? In order to win a Super Bowl, you have to do everything right leading up to that Super Bowl. When you've won a Super Bowl, all the stats don't really matter if you're doing your job right because the results are there. If you're a salesperson, you're generating referrals, that means the people you talk to and converted into customers see you as more than just a salesperson. They see you as the person who helped them improve their life in some way, make a change, buy that thing, whether it was big or small. You improved their life, even in the small ways, and you did it in the right way. You went against their biggest fear of dealing with a salesperson. You didn't do what they were worried about, right? Instead, you asked questions, actually listened, sent them on the right path. And I'm going to cover this again in a later episode this week, but you blew their mind, which resulted in them wanting to tell everyone they knew about you. Then, to top it off, the things you promised them, your company actually did. When you're closing referral deals, especially if you can do it more than you're closing new leads or prospects, then, like I said, it's the ultimate indicator that you're a sales professional. And the reason I'm focusing on referral week this early on in the podcast, before getting into any other sales topics we could cover, is that you want to get your mind focused on generating referrals. Even if you're brand new to sales or you're at a new company with no pipeline, maybe you're also a seasoned vet and you're looking for ways to improve your sales skills, whoever you are listening to this, shift your mind to what you need to do or say with every prospect to get them to become not only a client, but someone who is so happy, literally they're shouting from the top of the mountain and generating you referrals like crazy. When you start out with the approach of how do I generate more referrals, then you can reverse engineer the rest of your process to build it in such a way where it will take your prospects on the ideal sales experience. Kind of like Field of Dreams, right? If you build it, they will come. If you build your sales process with referrals in mind, then the referrals will happen. If you aren't intentional about generating referrals, then they might still happen. You might still get some from time to time, but you're definitely not going to be able to make a living or have a career based on those. Again, the reason why I'm bringing this up so early in the sales conversation on the show is that you want to focus your mind and everything else will just be the tools that you put in place to drive that referral generating machine. All right, that's it for this episode. If you'd like help with how to build your sales process such that you can generate more referrals, go to the website, cutterconsultinggroup.com. Send me a message. Get in touch with me somehow. I also have other resources there. Make sure that you listen to all the episodes during the first 2 weeks of the fundamentals, which are super key to building this foundation for generating referrals. If you follow those 5 basic principles I talk about in the fundamentals, you'll be well on your way. And until next time, always remember that everything in life is sales, and people remember the experience you gave them.
Thank you for listening to the Sales Experience Podcast. Find show notes, more episodes, and join our email list by going to cutterconsultinggroup.com/podcast.